Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
We all know that we need a fish, especially for our brain, but man, so much of it's contaminated. And now we're relegated to wild, deep, cold water fish, which really narrows down our choices. So I throw up my hands when I go to the store. What do I do? Because I know it nourishes at least all neurons that are housed in my brain. And that would be the same for you and you and you. So Carolina, I find this so frustrating. First, explain to us what it is about fish and its important nutrient value for our ability to think and talk and jump and do anything we do.
and live a happy, healthy life, right?
Live and not get sick.
Well, yes.
And be smart.
Well, you're not alone in the frustration. I experienced that myself several times. That's why I'm continuously reading articles and keep learning about it so that I can make good decisions when it comes to purchasing any food, but most importantly, fish nowadays. But like you said, yes, fish is extremely important. It's part of a healthy diet. We have so many ears have heard that eating, you know, 1 or 2, 3 ounce servings of fatty fish a week, like salmon or sardines or herring, can reduce your risk from dying of a heart disease by 36%. And that is a very solid study that's quoted over and over again because it keeps ringing true. So what is it in fish that makes it so important? It's the source of long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, such so that a lot of the fish oil supplements you see out there, in the market, are from fish oils because of this powerful combination of omegas that it contains. And besides that, it's also very rich in vitamin D, selenium. It's really high in protein, and the protein package of fish is very attractive to athletes and anybody out there because it comes with low saturated fat. It comes with lower calorie than comparison to beef. So it's an extremely nutrient-rich food that needs to be on our plate, but like you said, controversial because of the contaminants that are involved in it and so many times up on the news about it.
Yep. So we're going to try and help everybody figure out how to eat fish, because I think we need to have it at least once a week. We have it maybe twice a week, and I'll tell you how we do it. Okay, this is our secret. First of all, there are some patties that you can buy at Costco. I'll just say it right out loud. They have one brand that is just brilliant, and they are delicious, and we have those once a week. And then I get tongal tuna, because tongal tuna is a smaller species of tuna, and it hasn't been in the water for a long, long time, so it hasn't absorbed all those contaminants, so it's lower in contaminants. Plus, there's a brand called Safe Catch that's been tested for all of those. And you can get canned wild salmon. But, you know, on occasion, I like to have just a salmon steak kind of thing. So that's, then I have to go buy wild Pacific salmon. What do you do?
Well, let's talk about those contaminants, okay? The main thing we're concerned about is mercury. And then the other one that we're hearing a lot about it is the PCBs, the polychlorinated biphenyls, and then dioxin and pesticide residues. Well, mercury, yes, that can be disruptive to the brain and the nervous system, but mercury can only do those things if it's accumulated. So there's also something to be said about that. That's why the amount plays a role in here. Now, PCBs and dioxins and the pesticides, the harsh news is that's present in everything. It's not just fish. So, you know, it's actually in your fruits and vegetables. It's in meats. So the risk from it, from fish, it's kind of like they picked on fish a little bit and started to talk about it only in relationship to fish. But the reality, it's everywhere. So we can't single out fish on that. But what I found, okay, if you're a parent like me out there and you're like, yeah, but I'm not convinced, I'm still worried, I found a study that really put things in perspective for me that I thought was really important in making my decision to continue to feed my family fish a minimum of 2 times a week. We actually strive for 4 and average on 3.
Whoa,
but
really?
This is what Oh, absolutely. Because here's the thing. Children and women are on the top of the list of the benefits of eating fish. Okay. Guys can kind of slack off a little bit, but children and women are on the top of the list for fish. And that's because all the studies have found better correlation for women's genetics to benefiting from eating fish. But the study that put it in perspective was an analysis in the Journal of American Medical Association, where the EPA looked at over 100,000 people who ate farmed fish or farmed salmon, I think it was, twice a week for over 70 years, okay? And they said that their extra intake of these pollutants could potentially cause 24 extra deaths from cancer. But here's the kicker. It prevented 7,000 deaths
Ooh.
From heart disease.
Oh,
so
no,
it's kind of hard to convince those that were the 24 people, but the 7,000 people were on board, right? So yeah. It's kind of a hard. I know. I get it, because I'm kind of like a realist when it comes to these things. So I'm like, I'm gonna be the 24. So you know, I'm always a little bit afraid.
No.
But if you are like me. But if you are like me, here's how you can reduce the risk. You can avoid certain things that are going to be higher in pollutants and higher in mercury. And that's, you know, how do you do that? You avoid some of the specific fish like king mackerel. And I want to actually encourage you to look at the websites, at the fishing websites, because especially if you're eating fish that you're catching in the wild, you want to know in your area which fishes are coming up with higher mercury. They're always testing these things. The fishery association is really good at doing this, so you do want to go online and kind of Google mercury level in fish and finding out which ones that you should be eating and which ones you should not, because it does change depending on where you are catching them. So that's one way to do it.
Oh wow, that's a boatload of information, and so now
I know.
Completely blown away. It's in everything. Okay. Oh well. So should I care? Yes, we should care. And you can always err on the side of doing 60-70% positive, and you have a little 30% negative. Your body can handle it. That's sort of a rule of thumb that I follow. So you just don't want to go the opposite way. So all right, I'm also blown away by the fact that you eat four. Times you shoot for 4 times a week, the minimum 3 times a week. So what is your secret? What do you feed your family 3 times a week that's fish?
Yeah, I'm not alone. I actually have a lot of friends that do the same and even more. And they inspired me to do it too. We avoid sharks, swordfish, king mackerel, tilefish. Those are really high in mercury. They're also not that cheap. So it's not going to fit into my budget when I'm eating it that many times a day. One thing I do is I love tuna. Tuna is super easy because you can make tuna salad.
Me
you can
too.
Make pasta, tuna. Tuna is great. And tuna is relatively low in mercury, especially if you buy. There's lots of brands that will check each can and give you the lowest amount possible, sometimes even 0. So you can definitely kind of be picky about which tuna you buy and do that. The other thing I do is salmon patties, and we do fish tacos, because I have kids, so I kind of have to tailor to them. I love having a nice grilled salmon, but it's still not on top of their favorites list. They still love tacos and burgers and things like that. So fish tacos are a must. Taco Tuesday, a lot of times our Taco Tuesdays are fish tacos. They're not going to be beef or turkey. So we do that. We do that a lot. And then for the burger week, when we do the salmon patties, we the same exact way you would prepare a beef burger. Think the same thing with spices and herbs that you're going to use. The only difference is you're going to need a binding agent, because salmon's not going to stick together like beef does. So you can throw an egg in there, or you can even throw, right now everything is pumpkin, you can throw pumpkin puree. It holds it together really well. You can throw tahini, for example, sesame seed butter. There's so many different options of binding agents that you can help that salmon stick together. But those are just some of the ways we eat fish, and I want to encourage everybody to eat fish, because I think the benefits far outweigh the risks, and you can minimize the risks by paying a little bit more attention. So thank you so much for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. You know, you can always find us on RadioMD.com for some past episodes or some you want to share with your friends. Stay well.